Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Why do they hate grandmas so much? What do they have against the grandmas? Well, maybe it's because grandmas today are standing up for freedom today. They're standing up for freedom in America, or they're simply praying. Can't have that in the United States Capitol, apparently. There were a couple of headlines that caught my eye here this morning. One, this wacky walls, Kamala Harris's running mate, the governor of Minnesota. I think Fox News had the grandma on this show. They had such absurd, crazy lockdowns and mandates and restrictions in Minnesota. Remember, it's not Minnesota nice. Now because of Tim Walz, it's Minnesota nuts, as Jesse Waters so accurately described it on day one, since he was named Kamala Harris's running mate. So their lockdowns and mandates and restrictions were so crazy and so wrongheaded that they basically ordered this Minnesota grandma to go to prison for 90 days because she apparently didn't follow one of their lockdown mandates, one of their unconstitutional lockdown mandates. So they went after that grandma with everything they had. And then you guys have heard about the J6 praying grandma, Rebecca Lavrenz. This is from the dailycaller.com. Known as the J6 praying grandma, was fined an amount that could financially destroy her, her attorney told the Daily Caller. Lavrenz was sentenced for entering the Capitol building on January 6th. Prosecutors stated that the 72-year-old spent about 10 minutes inside the U.S. Capitol building. She was reportedly fined $103,000 and sentenced to 1 year's probation Monday. The first 6 months in home confinement with no internet access. We believe it's the largest misdemeanor fine in American history, John Pierce of the National Constitutional Law Union and Lavrenz's attorney told the Daily Caller. It is going to financially destroy her if she has to pay it. Let's see. Prosecutors claimed that Lavrenz's, quote, unrepentant promotion of the riot demonstrated that she poses a threat to future acts of political violence. She's a great-grandmother in her mid-70s. She went into the U.S. Capitol to pray, simply to pray. Quote, never in my life did I imagine that my own government would charge me as a criminal for exercising my religious liberties. Yeah, so crazy. We've all seen the tape. We've all seen the video footage here. You had Capitol Police moving barricades, waving folks to come on through and to walk into the Capitol. This woman wasn't one of those idiots that was smashing windows or tussling with law enforcement. She simply walked into the U.S. Capitol and prayed, and they're going after her. Why do they hate the grandmother so much? Why are they so against the grandmother? The fact is, they will go after anybody. It's not just Donald J. Trump. They will go after grandmothers. They will go after great grandmothers. They do not care. That is how intent they are on destroying this country. So what are you going to do to save this country in 2024?
Securing America.
Our focus on public safety is at the forefront.
In a final security briefing ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling and the U.S. Secret Service say right now no credible threats to the convention, and that after more than a year of training, law enforcement partners from across the country will have a handle on security measures, including protesters expected to march and potentially disrupt the DNC.
I want to reassure everyone that we will have resources in every single neighborhood. So it's not forgotten that we have a city to protect.
Protesters turned up in small numbers during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last month, though groups in Chicago say DNC protests over the economy, ongoing border crisis, and the Israel-Hamas war could see tens of thousands of participants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman, where the mix of clouds and sun along with some scattered showers and storms in portions of the region today. High temperature readings ranging from the mid-70s in Bozeman to the mid-80s in Billings. For tonight, scattered shower and storm chance early, followed by lows near 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. That will see highs back in the low to mid-80s across the area on Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Klein.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, this could be yet another reason. I think this could be another reason why Kamala Harris, cackling Kamala, is either too afraid or too unwilling or maybe just too arrogant to feel like she has to take questions from the people and take questions from the media, take questions from the press. It's not only because she can get away with it, because most of them are doing her bidding anyway. It's also, I don't know, this is an interesting theory. Cindy in the middle of nowhere. We got a message from Cindy in the middle of nowhere on our Montana Talks app. I think this came in after the show yesterday. Cindy says this, and by the way, it comes from a Nemont email address. So I'm assuming middle of nowhere, Glasgow. I'm just an assumption here. Anyway, Cindy says, I feel the reason Kamala will not talk to the press is because she feels they are below her. She insists that her staff not look her in the eye because they are not worthy. She is the greatest celebrity ever in her own mind, isn't she? No, that's a very, you know, that's an, I think that is probably another angle to this story of why she is refusing to do any press conferences, refusing to answer any real questions. First off, she knows there is a lot of her record that can easily be questioned because we've all seen the video footage. We've all, you know, rolled the tape. But second off, I think she also knows, well, why would she do it? They're giving her all the free fake attention she wants anyway, so why would she do anything that might expose a little bit of risk? But I do think there is an arrogance here as well, where these leftists like John Tester and Kamala Harris, they're elitists that think you are beneath them. They think these other folks are beneath them. And so unless these folks are just coming to kiss their ring, they're not going to talk to them, frankly. I think there is something to that. So thanks for that message. Man, this was a soundbite. I can't believe it's already Wednesday. This was a soundbite I've been wanting to play for you all week long. This was my favorite line from President Trump during the Trump rally in Bozeman on Friday night. And thanks to John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, for tracking this one down for me the other day when he was on the show. I said, hey, do you remember that line? Oh, yeah, the one where he talked about the pink hair. Yeah, you remember that one? Have you seen that anywhere? Because I could pull it up somewhere in my, you know, hour-plus footage that we've got for you, much of which is on our Montana Talks website. But man, I'm just looking for that one soundbite. So, of course, he found it on X from somebody. Who was it that had this line? Oh, yeah, it was Bill Mitchell. He says, apparently he liked the line as well. Bill Mitchell said, best I've ever heard Trump. Here it is.
If Comrade Waltz and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers. But with a Trump fans victory, the cheers will come from the police officers, the firefighters, the Border Patrol agents, the steel workers, small business owners, parents, and hardworking citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. And
what a great line. Now, I want to play this again one more time, but I want you instead to think of Comrade Walls and Comrade Harris. I want you to think of Comrade Tester. That fake, phony, flip-flop, flat-top. Now, when he says Comrade Walls, Comrade Harris, just add in Comrade Tester.
If Comrade Walls and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers. But with a Trump fans victory, the cheers will come from the police officers, the firefighters, the Border Patrol agents, the steel workers, small business owners, parents, and hardworking citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. And
the steel workers? You mean the union guys? Oh, yes. Yes, we mean the union guys. Of course we mean the union guys. While Joe Biden, John Tester, and Kamala Harris were kicking union workers to the curb, hey, it's been Donald Trump who stood up for working men and women time and time. And not just Donald Trump, but it's been the Republicans in Montana that have been working to stand up for the working men and women as well. Why do you think even the Montana AFL-CIO, this was a remarkable landmark change. The Montana AFL-CIO, for the first time ever, not only elected a Native American to head up as the executive secretary of the Montana AFL-CIO. He's a Republican. Republican State Senator Jason Small, a Northern Cheyenne tribal member, worked at Colstrip, was elected as the head of the Montana AFL-CIO. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that you're starting to see these changes now at the grassroots level here in Montana, because the union men and women know that they have been betrayed by their union leaders. They have been betrayed by the Democrat Party. They've been betrayed by Biden. They've been betrayed by Kamala. They've been betrayed by John Tester. And so that's why Frank Luntz, the pollster, had this to say on CNN. I think this was yesterday.
But I assure you that Donald Trump is doing better among the average union member, not teachers' unions and not the unions for government, but everybody else, the trades, the people working their hands. He's doing better among them than any Republican has done in decades. This is not going to be a problem for him. The union leadership is more divided from their membership, and the louder that it gets, the greater the divides are going to come. And in my focus groups, and this is remarkable to me, the union membership says they don't speak for me. And I've been doing this now since 1990. I've never had union people publicly say they don't speak for me.
And that's why the Butte vote is starting to shift towards the Republicans, especially with the young people who have absolutely had it.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. Over the past few weeks, meteorologists and forecasters have issued a La Nina watch, indicating that the cool phase of the El Nino Southern Oscillation climate pattern is likely to develop in the coming months, with a 79% chance it will be in place for the Northern Hemisphere winter, according to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Agricultural meteorologist Matt Makins shares more on what La Nina may do.
We're going to trend toward a La Nina and probably end up as a weak one for this winter. That doesn't mean that the option of staying neutral isn't on the table, or a strong La Nina isn't on the table, but probably a weak one. And why do we care? Because a neutral pattern versus a weak La Nina versus a strong La Nina dictates how quickly drought is going to hit you. Or if you're in northern Rockies, northern high plains, or the Pacific Northwest, how wet you can be and how violent your winter may be in terms of cold. So, you know, we do have to separate these items, and those details kind of come into a clearer picture over the next 6 weeks or so, watching that ocean, what is it going to do?
So that's the big question. Just how strong La Nina may become and how long it lasts will be key for winter wheat planting and early growth, groundwater supply, snowpack, along with winter pasture and hay prospects as well. That's something we will continue to track here on the Western Ag Network.
Cattle producers, it's time for Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic from Sheridan, Wyoming. Over 217,000 head of wean calves, calves on cows, bred stock, and even beef dairy cross cattle sale August 19th through the 23rd. Sale time on Monday is 7 a.m. The rest of the week, it's 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Sale location is the Ramada Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. For more information, visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, committed to their buyers and sellers for over 35 years.
Attention, pulse and oilseed crop producers.
Applying Sonalin 10G this fall can be an excellent option for control of broadleaf and grassy weeds in next year's crops. A fall application of Sonalin 10G allows great flexibility of planting options for lentils and garbanzo beans to label oiled seed crops, including camelina. Rotating to a Group 3 herbicide allows for extended residual weed control, including glyphosate, sulfonylurea resistant biotypes. Contact your local distributor to schedule your fall application of Sonalin 10G.
Always read and follow label directions.
From Dowling Company.
We're turning back here this morning to the Western Ag Network. We see that the Farm Service Agency has reported 4.72 million prevented planting acres nationwide for the 2024 through 25 crop year, an increase of 1.14 million acres from last year. Farmers reported planting 89.1 million acres of corn, 86 million of soybeans, and 49.7 million acres of wheat, slightly lower than the USDA WASDE estimate. DTN reports that FSA is noting a 2.6 million acres of unplanted corn and 774,000 plus acres of unplanted soybeans, reflecting recent storms, with North Dakota and South Dakota having the highest prevented plant acres. Despite the increase from 2023, the prevented plant acres are still well below those reported in earlier years like 2019 and 2020. Also, scholarship opportunities for graduate students. Two $15,000 grants will be awarded to grad students who are demonstrating superior achievement in academic and leadership and committed to the advancement of the beef industry. Applications through the National Cattlemen's Foundation for the WD Farr Scholarship Program are now open. Graduate students must apply online by submitting a cover letter, curriculum, and other information by September 20th, 2024. Visit the National Cattlemen's Foundation online for more details. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I just had to post this here. Haber friends, Big Sandy friends, we're going to be in your neck of the woods in about 10 days. Where should we do some events from? What would be some good places to do some events from in the Haver area? And yes, in the Big Sandy area. You know, that would be a great opportunity. You know, if we're going to be in Big Sandy, that would be a great opportunity for John Tester to sit down and have a conversation with us. You know, like Montanans do, right? Just sit down, have a cup of, I'll even buy the coffee, John. We'll come out to you. We might even bring a cameraman for that one. Or if you don't want a camera, if you're camera shy, that's okay too. I know you've never been camera shy when the fake news media shows up. But, unless you were, getting criticized by Donald Trump the day after you falsely attacked Ronnie Jackson. You get camera shy, then. But anyway, we'd bring the coffee out to you, sit at the kitchen table. That's what most Montanans do. Something that John Tester's too chicken to do. But, where should we do some events from? In the Haver area, the Big Sandy area? Now we got some listeners on the app right now. That's going to be fun. All right, we got some great messages that came in. Man, I'm glad Travis is so quick on the trigger finger there with the printer to bring these messages into us here. Kendall and Laurel, I played that soundbite. The best line of the night from President Trump at the Trump rally in Bozeman Friday night, talking about Comrade Harris and Comrade Walls. And then I said, add Comrade Tester into the mix there. Kendall and Laurel says, I think about Comrade Bullock. And I know that Montana would have been just like Minnesota had we not voted for a freedom-loving, liberty-loving Governor Gianforte. Yeah, could you imagine if Mike Cooney was the governor? We would be as wacky as Minnesota. I mean, because that's what Bullock and Cooney were doing. Remember, Mike Cooney was so crazy about the COVID lockdown garbage. He's the guy who posted the video about the fake freezer morgue located outside of the hospital in Helena. It was an MRI truck. It was a mobile MRI machine. And this guy posts a video. That's a freezer morgue. And the fake news media ran with it. And instead of issuing an immediate retraction, clarification. They covered up for Mike Cooney. The Lee newspaper's Capital reporter who wrote that story was like, well, yeah, maybe not, but that's not how you fix the fake news. But the last I checked, Mike Cooney, who was the Democrat candidate for governor, got his clock claimed by Governor Gianforte, never deleted the video. He's like, ah, fake news, but whatever. He just keeps it up there. I mean, it's a great mess.
America's listening to Fox News.
All right, okay, yeah, I'm doing a slight delay there because I'm like, okay, I see they've still got some rejoiner in here. Hopefully it's not messing with our app here. Yeah, we'll have to tell them. That Z3 there, Travis, we could probably tell Michael and crew we can remove the Z3 Montana Talks rejoin there because, yeah, we can just roll straight out of the Fox News update there. Always improving, doing some technical upgrades there, and then there's always a glitch or two here or there. The reason why I think we need to do away with that rejoiner is I think it messes with our app firing. I don't know. Maybe Bruce in Florida is listening right now. But Captain Bruce in Florida. Well, I guess if the app got messed up, I guess he may not be hearing me right now anyway. Okay, anyway, inside baseball for you. But by the way, speaking of baseball, how cool was that? That message I got earlier in the week about the Billings Scarlets. The Billings Scarlets heading to the American Legion World Series. I saw a piece by Briar Napier in the Billings Gazette. Billings Scarlets win the regional title and Montana's 62-year Legion World Series drought. We got to get some of the Scarlets on the show here. So whoever that was that messaged me earlier in the week, if you got the hookup, well, hook a brother up. Let's get the coach or some of the team members on the show here because that is very cool. That they're heading to the American Legion World Series. Very cool. All right. Anyway. Let's see. We got a couple of messages here. I think we printed up the postcard. Did we print up the postcard? Where did I put it? I might have to go back and pull it up again here. All right. Because Chris in Great Falls sent us a message about an hour ago. The Democrats want to get John Tester elected so badly, they sent us a postcard from San Francisco, California. I don't even want to smell what that postcard smelled like. If it's coming from San Francisco, I mean, the piles of human feces, you got to crawl across to deliver a postcard. I can only imagine. Did you have your fentanyl test strips there, too, to make sure there wasn't any traces of fentanyl on the postcard from San Francisco? Chris in Great Falls says, I found it amusing, yet pathetic at the same time. Great message from Sandy in Billings. If you missed the top of the show, I asked the question, why do they hate the grandmothers so much? There's a Fox News headline about how, you know, Tim Walz in Minnesota basically, ordered this grandmother in Minnesota to prison for 90 days for defying COVID lockdown orders. This was the headline. Minnesota grandma jailed for defying Walz COVID lockdown orders warns, quote, you do not want tyranny at this level. And then I told you about the January 6th. Praying grandma, all she did was pray in the Capitol. She wasn't one of those idiots destroying things, breaking windows, tussling with law enforcement. All she did was pray. After people were, you know, motioned to enter the Capitol by Capitol Police, that's all she did was pray, and they're going after it. Why do they hate the grandmas? Sandy in Billings has the answer. I'll share it right after this.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. More testing will be needed for two of the three victims who were killed when that light plane crashed in the Scapegoat Wilderness last week. But one man has been identified as Donald Long Jr., a roofing contractor from Forest Grove, Oregon. Family members told KATU News in Portland that Long and his companions were flying their Cessna to attend last week's Donald Trump political rally when the plane crashed on Crown Mountain in bad weather. Montana Highway Patrol investigators now say it was a 44-year-old Segal, Idaho man who was killed when his motorcycle crashed Sunday on I-15 in Ponderay County. Troopers say the rear tire on his Harley blew out, throwing the bike out of control and crashing in the ditch. There is no indication that he was wearing a helmet. Montana FWP wardens say they found a number of things, including garbage, cooler, and food in and around the tent where a little girl was attacked by a black bear Sunday at a private campground near Red Lodge. As we reported yesterday, FWP was able to trap and euthanize the bear, which wardens say had likely become food conditioned and was used to being around people. The little girl was from Loon Lake in Washington. She's recovering. Her family has set up a GoFundMe page to try to help with her rehabilitation. A speaker and writer whose defense of those who learn in pictures and other learning differences will be coming to Montana for a special appearance this fall.
The Montana Council on Developmental Disabilities has announced that renowned author, scientist, and autism advocate Temple Grandlin will keynote the Putting It All Together conference in Butte, running October 22nd through the 24th. Admission to the conference and Temple's presentation is free, but registration is required. The conference is expected to draw attendees from across Montana and surrounding states. Please visit puttingitalltogetherconference.org to register and for further details. In Butte for the Montana News Network, I'm Tom O'Neill.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council. .org.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, Evan and Belt just sent us a great message as well. So, why do they hate grandmas? Why do they hate the grandmothers? You know, I've noticed as I've been doing these events, 80 plus events now, probably all across Montana. We've been doing this statewide Bidenomics tour paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. So I've gotten to chat with a whole bunch of folks and meet some new listeners, meet some longtime listeners, meet everyday folks who don't even listen to talk radio. It's just been great. But you know what? Guys, the women are kicking your butts. The women are the ones that are taking the lead to save America. The women are the ones that are taking the lead to save our schools and to fight for kids and to fight for grandkids. Maybe that's why they hate the grandmas and are trying to shut the grandmas up right now. That's basically what Sandy in Billings has to say. But let me tell you about this message from Evan and Belt first, because that's a nice lead into what Sandy had to say. Evan says this: when I hear that they, the communist left, would imprison a great-grandmother for praying in the Capitol, and then I hear Trump speaking of Comrade Harris, Comrade Walz, and yes, throw in Comrade Tester, it reminds me of a quote from Ronald Reagan. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. Let me read that again. That is great. If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. What a message from Evan and Belt there with that Ronald Reagan quote. By the way, Dennis Quaid, he's showed up in the Livingston Paradise Valley area before, hasn't he? Apparently, Dennis Quaid did a, not Randy, Randy's cousin Eddie. Dennis is the other Quaid. They both seem like real good guys. Never met them, but they seem like good guys. Anyway, Dennis Quaid, apparently they made a movie about Ronald Reagan, and Facebook was suppressing the ads, was trying to not allow people to hear that there's this Ronald Reagan movie out. Anyway, the message from Sandy in Billings: Aaron, you asked the question, why are they going for grandmothers? Well, it's simple. We remember when praying was a good thing, at the Capitol or at an abortion clinic. We also remember when school was about learning to read, print, cursive writing, basic arithmetic. They don't like it when we grandmothers go to school board meetings to speak about this either. Sandy in Billings, what a great message, Sandy. Thank you for that. That was spot on. And again, she's so right that it is the grandmas, it is the moms, especially post-2020. I've run into so many moms and grandmas across the state of Montana who are the ones speaking up, who are the ones taking the lead, who are the ones. You know, usually they used to kind of talk about talk radio. Well, you know, talk radio, your typical demographic is middle-aged or a little bit older, you know, working white men, right? It was, in other words, it was more of a show for dads and grandpas. I'm amazed at the number of young people that listen to Montana Talks. I'm amazed at the number of working women, young moms, grandmoms who listen to this show. And frankly, I've been amazed that sometimes I'll run into couples and I'll run into families, and it's like the grandma's the one or the mom's the one who's like, oh, yeah, I listen to the show every day. And the husband's like, oh, yeah, she told me about something you guys were talking about the other day. It's because the women are the ones taking the lead. And I kind of wonder why, right? I wonder why, because a lot of people talk about Donald J. Trump and they say, oh, he's this alpha male. And of course the union guys love Donald Trump because he not only supports union jobs, but he's this alpha male. But what is it? Why are the women moving more towards the Republican Party, especially here in Montana? Don't have the majority of the voting yet, but still they're moving in that direction. I think it's because they have gone after your kids. They're not just going after grandmas who prayed in the Capitol. They're not just going after grandmas who peacefully protest in front of an abortion facility. They're praying for those young women and the tough time they're in, right? They're going after your kids. They're going after your grandkids. The COVID-19 lockdowns, trying to tell you couldn't go watch your kids play sports, all that did was put a gigantic microscope on every other way they've been going after your kids. So, Sandy, thanks for that message, because such an important point. Comrade Harris, such a fake. Here's Congressman Michael Waltz, not Michael Walls. So, okay. Timothy Walls, the governor of Minnesota, Kamala Harris's running mate, he might lead you to believe that he was a Green Beret. He wasn't. He might lead you to believe that he served in a war zone. He didn't. But Florida Congressman Michael Waltz, with a T, is a Green Beret. Did serve in combat. He was on Fox News saying this about Kamala Harris and her crazy policies and the fact that she's totally phony, just like flip-flop, flat-top John Tester.
Both Biden and Harris should be thanking God for the Supreme Court ruling that gave presidential immunity, because all of those deaths, rapes, crimes that you just laid out, they could be civilly liable for. Their lack of enforcement of the law and the fact that they inherited the strongest border in American history from Trump, and then both Biden and Harris have turned that into the worst disaster in world history, is on their watch. That blood is on their hands. And if it weren't for the presidential immunity ruling, I think those families would have a case to go after them. But what is Harris, what is she talking about now? Well, so say if you buy her, I don't know, her argument and the media's new argument that she wasn't the czar, she had nothing to do with it. She was only responsible for the core migration issues in Central and South America, for which she made one trip. Her total solution, the entirety of her plan, was to throw $4 billion into Central America. Typical progressive response, just throw taxpayer dollars at it. Anybody who's worked down there would tell you the corrupt governments, the gangs and the cartels take anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50% right off the top. That's putting billions right into the cartels. The cartels have already been a growth stock under Biden and Harris. They've made upwards of $13 to $15 billion just in the last 3 years. And by contrast, an actual plan is President Trump's plan to take on the cartels, to use cyber, to use space, to use to put secondary sanctions on the Chinese manufacturers of fentanyl. We can walk right through the elements of his actual plan but to take down the cartels, reinstitute his policies, secure the border, and get at the core issues.
The thing about it is, Congressman, I think that most every informed American knows the way that Donald Trump would handle the crisis at the border. And every informed American understands what's happened at the border over the last 3.5 years, which has been billed from the beginning as not the Joe Biden administration, but the Biden-Harris administration. From the beginning, it was made clear it's the Biden-Harris administration. The real question is, can they wipe history clean? Did they start the clock 3 weeks ago and nothing exists before year zero? Before year zero, there was no Kamala Harris. She was not border czar. She never had any policies, never voted in the Senate. And now she can be defined in the ads we're seeing right now. Can they wipe the public's memory clean and repackage Kamala today as someone ready to fix the border?
No, they're not going to get away with it. And thank God for Governor Abbott and others that sent these people into the interior and sent these people into Chicago and New York and others so that this truly was felt as a national problem and not just a border state problem. But the migrant detention centers are still going to be there. The crimes are still going to be there. The American people see it for what it is. She's a fake and she's not going to get away with it.
I love this tweet from Mike Davis the other day. Tim Walz abandoned his troops. Kamala Harris abandoned our border. And then Gunther Eagleman followed suit, and Joe Biden abandoned his job. Exactly, well said. Tim Walz abandoned his troops. Kamala Harris abandoned our border, and Joe Biden abandoned his job. And I would add, John Tester abandoned Montana. All right, let's see. Man, going to be some nice weather rolling in. It's going to feel like summer. It almost felt like fall for a few days. Now it's going to feel like summer again for a few days across Montana. Great time to get out on the water, go hike. Some of you are thinking, yeah, I'd love to go do both of those things, Aaron. But, man, with this pain in my knee, I can't do any of that anymore. I'm going to be stuck in the house. It's going to be nice outside. I'm going to be stuck in the house. Well, let me tell you about an option that is now available in Montana because I get it. You want to dodge surgery unless you absolutely have to get it. You're also trying to dodge those painkillers because those can be painful themselves. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They can get you over the pain without surgery and without the drugs and without the downtime that might be associated with surgery as well. They specialize in regenerative medicine to get you moving again, enhance your joints, improve mobility, get you back doing the stuff you love. You can call them right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This campaign knows that they can't win on who she is, so they're going to lie their way and try and get the presidency by lying. And they'll have the help of a corrupt media mob, because I don't believe she's changed her position on the issue of taxing tips. I don't believe she's changed her position on mandatory gun buybacks. I don't believe all of a sudden she's in favor of fracking and drilling. I don't believe that all of a sudden ICE that she compared to the KKK and wanted to defund, he now supports, or that he's changed any of these radical views. Even this weekend, she said she wanted a path to citizenship for illegals. Well, that would be not a path to citizenship. That would be amnesty.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. Do it today. You can.
ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, see, there I go again. I put this big story on our Montana Talks website last night. I saw the news from a friend in Great Falls, and I was like, oh, man, I got to go track this down. Whoa, I got to get that on our Montana Talks website. So here I go. I kick off the 6 o'clock hour of the show. Don't even tell you about the big news yet. That's all right. We'll get to it coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. New poll shows Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy opening up a wider lead over liberal Senator John Tester in Montana. Yeah, the nonstop local TV news stations here in Montana did a new poll right after the Trump rally in Bozeman, and a wider lead now for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Get to that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the program here. Ari Fleischer, he was on Big Time Sean Hannity's show last night, and who else was he with? Anyway, he was on Hannity's program last night, and just like earlier, we were talking about Comrade Walls, Comrade Harris, and then you might as well throw in Comrade Tester, too. The point that Ari Fleischer is making is that these far-left Democrats, like Tim Walls, and like Kamala Harris, and like John Tester, they have to pretend to be something else in order to try to win. And a willing fake news media goes along with them to craft these phony fake narratives and profiles. Anyway, here's more of what Ari Fleischer had to say.
How would the country react if they knew everything we're talking about regarding both Tim Walz and Kamala Harris? I think they would lose in a landslide. Now the question is, how do you get that information out? That's your area of expertise.
Yeah, they can't be who they truly are because their campaign would collapse. Tim Walz was a conservative congressman when he represented a rural area. Then when he ran for governor and served as governor, he ran as far to the left as he possibly could. Think about his policies on the open border. He enticed illegals to come to America because he gave them free health care, driver's licenses, and college educations. You might as well put a neon sign over the state of Minnesota saying, come here illegally. We want you. And that's what he did as governor. Kamala Harris had the same record when she ran for president, and we have yet to hear her repudiate any of her positions. So the job of the Trump campaign is to constantly play the videos, play the audios, capture their voices exist saying these things, and they have to let the American people hear these things for themselves. So it's less about the announcer or the voiceover. It's more a faithful playing of exactly what these two have said as candidates. You can't let them erase it now that they're running and they want to pretend to be somebody else. And it also tells me, Sean, the Trump campaign has to strike early. Don't wait for October. They need to spend the money now to get those voices out there so people hear it now before the Democrats and the mainstream media can erase it all.
All right, well said there by Ari Fleischer. That ties in with something Elon Musk had to say in that phone conversation on X a couple of nights ago with President Trump. I'll share that soundbite with you here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Man, I'll tell you what, hopefully if you're listening on the app, I turned my mic off while I was listening to that Ari Fleischer. I turned my mic off because, as you can hear, I've got a little bag of chips here. And so I was just kicking back, enjoying what Ari Fleischer had to say, eating some of these nacho cheese Dorados. They've got even more seasoning on these protein chips now where it's like, man, your fingers are stained orange after you eat these things. They taste like nacho cheese potato chips, but they're protein chips. 15 grams of protein in these things. I got them from Billings Last Diet. So I'm actually doing a tune-up right now. 2 week, maybe a 3 week, we'll see. Just doing a 2 week tune-up. And I did my first weigh-in in the last week. And I was traveling all over Montana in the last week. I burned 3 pounds of straight fat, nearly 3 pounds of straight fat in 1 week. doing 1 week of a diet tune-up for Billings Last Diet. Imagine what you could do if you got started with Billings Last Diet. They have a remote option for you, too. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. All that in a bag of chips.